behind the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, five lines at the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Amar Lasara, Kisvu Get Leishti. Now this is another Machloikis Rebbe and Rabbanan, the way Rashi learns, not dependent on the previous Machloikis Rebbe and Rabbanan, but based on the same Yisayid. How much do we empower Bezin? How much are you worried about the concept of Makoyach Bezin Yafa, which we had last week when you were Mavato a get, not in front of the woman or not in front of the Shliach, where Rebbe said, even though Rav Gamliel Hazaka made a takona that it shouldn't work, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it's a Makoyach Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, if you didn't listen to that takona, is it effective or not? Where Rebbe says it does work, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, him came Makoyach Bezin Yafa. We have a similar machloikas with a similar approach, with Rebbe saying, don't worry about Makayach Bezin Yafa, and Rav Shimon Gamliel saying, again, Makayach Bezin Yafa. In a different case, but not depending on each other. It's just the same philosophical approach, if you want to call it that way, same halachic approach to the concept of Makayach Bezin Yafa. And the case is as follows. Amar la sara kisvu get li ishti. Tells 10 people, I want you fellows to write a get to my wife. That means, right, he didn't say kulchem. He didn't say I want you all to write. Had he said kulchem, we had earlier in the Masechta, every single one of them has to be an aid, right? One writes, nine are aidim. They all have to be involved in the creation of the get. He didn't say kulchem. He said, write a get to my wife. So any three people could do it. The cipher can write, and two aidim can sign out of the 10. So three out of the 10 can write the get. Now, the question is, he changed his mind. He doesn't want the get to be written. Does he have to have all 10 people and say, Rabbi Sai, I changed my mind? Or can he meet them individually and say, hello, I changed my mind, don't write the get. I changed my mind, I don't want the get. That's the question. And that's the question. So, Amar La Sara Kisvu Get L'Ishti. So Rebbe says, Yankul Levat L'Zesh L'Ayb V'Zeh. Rebbe says, no problem. You can say, don't write the get. This has nothing to do with Rav Gamliel's Takana. Because here again, well, it does and it doesn't. Meaning, well, let's see in a second, I'm sorry. Shem Gamliel Aymer, Eide Yankul Levat L'Zesh L'Ayb V'Zeh. If Shem Gamliel says no, you have to be Mavato all 10 together. If you're Mavato one at a time, or two at a time, it doesn't work. Why not? Sunk the Gemara by Micah Mifligi.
He's not the get.
They didn't write the get yet. They didn't write the get yet. He told 10 people, write a get for me. Any three of them can write the get. He changed his mind.
Yeah, I just don't want you two to write. Maybe that
he said, I've changed my mind. I don't want the get.
How do you know that from the Gemara?
That's what it says. The mic come in for you.
That's not what it says.
Let's see the Gemara. We're not giving a chance yet. The mic come in for you. One is the Machloikas. Now, there's two ways to learn this. I'm learning one way of the Rishayim. Rashi is not clear. I'm learning one way of the Rishayim. The Eidus Shabbatla Mitzasa. I shouldn't say that. The Eidus Shabitla Mitzasa. Bitla Kula. Meaning, it's not. The Shaila is. If the guy says, I don't want the get, in front of two people, is he being mavato everybody or not? What is his kavana? He told two people, I don't want the get. Does he mean, I don't want two fellows to write the get? Or does he mean, I don't want the get, period, from anybody? It was not clear. He just said, hello, forget what I told you. I don't want the get. Does he mean he doesn't want the get at all? Or he doesn't want them involved in the get? Now, Kamina is, if he doesn't want the get at all, right, he doesn't want the get at all, he has a problem here. Because he only told two he doesn't want the get. The other guys can still write the get. And give it to her. And he didn't want the get. That's what, so Rebbe says, don't worry about that. Because Rabbi Savar, Eidish Shabitla Mitzasa, Lai Bitla Kula. Not what he meant. And therefore, there's no reason to say he can't be Mavato one or the other. All he's doing is being mevatel to these guys. Like Dr. Harris signed it. He's still, the other guys can still write the get. Legally. Nothing wrong. And if the other ones go and write it and give it, that's fine. It's a borrowed terminology. Not really Aedus. If he tells two people not to give it, that means he doesn't want to get. And they'll go and write it. And meanwhile, he didn't want it. Therefore, Makayach Besen kicks in and says, this is part of the Takana from Gamliel. We can't have a situation when it gets written when he didn't want it. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel said, in that case, we'll mafkiyah kedushin. In that case, we'll be mafkiyah kedushin if we have to. Basically, Rabbi Gamliel says, that's not what he meant. I mean, he meant to be mevatel at all. Meanwhile, people won't know. And we'll run into a problem. Therefore, forget it. They can give the get, and it'll work. Not because it should work, because he was mevatel it. And because Rabbanu were Mavkiya Kedushin. Rebbe holds, not a Geya. He was only about to these two. The other guys can give to get.
Why can't Rebbe Gamliel agree that he's only about to these two, but once you move out to these two, you move out to everyone?
Why?
Why do you have to come out to these
two? Again, let me hear that. Dr. Harris, you should be mindful of me. Why is it, when he's Mavato too, why should everybody be Mavato? Tell me, just explain that.
But there's this concept that once you move out to something, it mavatels everything in entirety.
Well, hold a second. You're 100%. You're 100% right. Usually, when the Gemara uses the terminology of bitla miktasa but lakula, it means what you said. But that's because, Marshall, three aides come to testify, and one is found butl. We say all three are butl. Because it's one group of aides. It's butler mitzasa, it's butler kula. Here, they're serving at his discretion. There's no xeris akustiv here that says that since one is butl, all should be butl. They're not depending on each other. They're not one group. He didn't say kulchem. If he would say kulchem, it's a different story. He didn't say kulchem. He didn't connect them in any way, fashion, or form. So therefore, the Achrayim are bothered. Why are you talking but l'miktasa, but l'kula? Bishlam and Eidus, they're one group, and we learn that from a pasuk that one group of Eidus are bishnayim Eidim, ashloi sheidim yakum davar, mashnayim nimtzeichem emkar v'pasul edusim b'teilim, mishnah makas. So if you have two and one is no good, the whole Eidus is out. Ashloi sheidim nimtzeichem emkar v'pasul edusim b'teilim. T'gzeris ha-kosev, that a group of Eidus is considered like one entity. Here it's not one entity. He happened to tell 10 people, between you fellows, please write again. Why should the halacha kick in that if he pulls the plug on two, the other eight fall down? Had he said kulchem, it's a different story, maybe. We'll see. But if he just said 10 people, between you fellows, can you guys write again? Any three can write again. So where is this halacha? Why should there be a xeris hakasav here? That if he says no to two, all ten are batal. Therefore, the Rishayim learn, this is Rishayim, and say that the question is, what is his intention? If his intention is to be mevatel to everybody, we have a problem on our hands. Seven of them don't know. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel's takana of not allowing to be mevatel without people involved knowing kicks in. And Rabbi Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel holds, that Ma'akayach Bet Yafa, we step in and we say, listen, we can't have this, and since we can't have this, Mavkiyah Kedushin.
Rabbi?
Ed, I don't even need it over here. He never was Mavato, the other ones. The other ones are perfectly fine to give the get. I don't even need, the Chakana doesn't even apply. He's allowed to be Mavato too. There's nothing wrong if he's Mavato too. He's not being Mavato, everybody Shalai Nefneim here. Rebbe's not saying, do like me and the other machloikas. No, he says it doesn't apply. It's not what he's doing. His intention is to be mevatel too. It was mevatel, those two. The other ones can keep on doing it. That's how the Rishayim explained.
Yeah, but, I mean, so, according to
There's another mahalach to explain it. I picked one of the two. I don't want to confuse anybody. What?
That's what's going out of its way. By stripping some of the appointees, he effectively strips everyone. He's focusing on it.
I don't know what. I'm not responsible for our choice of explanation. You know what I mean? I'm not responsible for Archko's expression. If you want, I can tell you maybe what Archko meant. There's a mahalach of the Mishnayim that say that if you do something in front of 10 people, do you have to take it away in front of 10 people, or it works even if you don't take it away in 10 people? So Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, according to this, that if you're mevatel two, they all fall. Because the intention is for sure to be mevatel all of them. And Rebbe is saying you can't be mevatel unless you have the same number of people there. Again, that's a different mahalach. I'm just learning the Rishayim and say, this way I'm not responsible for Archko's translation. I love Archko. Archko's great. But it's okay. I want to make sure I don't say the wrong thing. I'm on tape. You know, I love Archko dearly. Archko's great. But this time I happen to back to a different explanation of the Gemara.
Rabbi.
You hold 1 second, Harvey. And Rabbi Cohen is...
Yes, yes.
Expounding.
I'm sorry.
Again, where do we see in his words that it was mixed us up? Maybe it's not. Maybe he holds it all one. I don't...
That's exactly what Shimon Gamliel says. That when he said the two, I don't want you to write the get, he really meant no one should write the get. Exactly.
Where do we see that? Where do we...
The question is, how to interpret his words when he tells two people, Rabbi Sai, forget the get. Forget it. What does that mean? I want you all to forget it? And 8 of them don't know, or 7 of them don't know. And they'll keep on giving the get. And that's problematic. And he was mevatel them. It's like Bitlash Shalai Befanov. Dr. Shimon Gamliel, just like by Bitlash Shalai Befanov, I stepped in and I said it doesn't work. Because I've Kinu Rabbanu the Kedush Shimonai, same thing here. Rebbe said, I don't even need that. He never was mevatel them. He didn't say, I want you all to be mevatel. He said, I fellas forget to get. He meant they shouldn't be involved. It's interpreting his words. Well, the Gemara got to Kulcham. So we leave the Gemara. We love to leave things for the Gemara. They do a much better job than me. Rashi. Yes, Harvey.
I'm so sorry. I'm missing something very basic in this. What he's retracting is not a delivery by a shaliach. What he's retracting is his intent to divorce his wife.
Or his intent for them to write the divorce for his wife. Let me try to explain. We don't have Reuven in this year. Shimon walks into a room and he says, I'm sick and tired of my wife. I want to divorce her. Now, he can appoint people to do the get. Nobody else has a right to do the get unless he appoints them to do it. So he can be sick and tired of his wife and don't want certain people to write the get. Or he can be sick and tired of his wife, and he doesn't care who writes the get. Now, he walks into a room of people, and he said to them, Rabbi, I'm sick and tired of my wife. Get that get done. So now, any three of those people can sit down, one can write the get, and two can sign it. That's the halacha.
So the underlying question here is really whether he intends to divorce his wife. We don't know, does he intend to divorce his wife or does he intend not to have that person write the get? That's the issue here.
That's how is the way the Rishayim explained. A little bit different than you're saying. Is his intent that these people not be involved, or is the intent that I'm finished with this whole thing, I have to rethink myself? You're right. I don't intend to do it yet. I want to think about it still.
Thank you. Now I understand. Thank you.
Anybody having 10...
He walked into a room.
But why are you gaining by having... According to the side that says you need all 10, is there a mileage...
There's nobody that says you need all 10. Nobody said that you need all 10 here. He walked into a room with 10 people. His wife had just thrown him out of the house because he forgot to do something, take out the garbage. And she threw him out of the house, and he's sick and tired. He walked into a room, there were 10 people, and said, Rabbi, like, I've had it. I'm done. Write me again.
Oh, so here's the quote from Rabbi.
Wouldn't be a better eitzah for we all make a takana that in such a case only two should be designated?
That's not what he did. He designated 10.
No, but see, amongst themselves, and say, okay, we're going to be step away. You're the two that are responsible. If something ever happens.
That's up to them. There was no takana made for them. Takana's for him. And we didn't talk about Shulchan. We talked about the guy.
It would affect him.
Again, this is Rav Shimon Gamliel was dealing with his father's takana. Zakrashi. Amar la'asara get kisvu get l'ishti. As long as you didn't say the word kuchem, echad chaysim v'shnayim chaysimim. Yachol levatul, mutul levatul v'vayim l'shnayim mehem. He's allowed to tell two people, al tichtavu. V'ein zeh lakar takana shem Gamliel. He's not touching Rav Gamliel's takana. He's telling the two, don't be involved. The other ones are unaffected. And since they're unaffected, he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't levatul to anybody without... Right, Rav Gamliel was worried about being with Mavato, and they won't. The other ones won't know. The people won't know. Here, anybody that he was Mavato knows. Ein yachol she'avzu min ha'takana. This was included in the takana. In bitla ein mavuto din came akayach v'asin yafa. This is Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion that once the takana is there, it's invalid. It's bitl. Loi bitla kula. Hilchach lechash Rav Gamliel loi she'bezin v'libnas akach. This was not included in Gamliel's worries. There's nothing wrong. Right? If those who he didn't want Levato went and wrote it, and she went and married, nothing's wrong. It's a kosher 100% get. The other seven weren't Bato. Bitlakula, Bafilu Nishtaim Shnaim, Shedusin Edus, Bezele Bato Bifneim. Even if there's two people that can still write again, but he wasn't about in front of them, he meant to be about to everybody. Therefore, that's included in Rav Gamliel's takana. You're not allowed to do it. Now, what if you did it? And therefore, they removed the kedushin, and she legally can get married.
This has nothing to do with call or
not call,
right?
Nothing to do with call or not call. That is the first shot in the Gemara.
If Mark could say it's much more clear, what was his intention? They argue on what his intention was.
That's the way the Rishayim learned the words. They're not learning Batla Kula, they learn Bitla Kula. Big difference in the Nakudas. Batla Kula would mean what you've been trying to preach here, and that is that it automatically falls away. But they're bothered by that. Why? Where does this halacha come from?
Must be that he meant
to. There's another way to learn. There's two ways to learn. I offered you one shot. The other shot is he meant all 10. Can he do that to all 10 when they're all 10 not there? Again, I don't want to learn. I don't want to get committed. I stuck to the first shot. And the Nakudas are not Batla Kula, but Bitla Kula. He meant to be Mavato all. Dr. Gemarabite. Everybody say, everybody agrees, the Kula Amma Edish and Bitla Muktasa by Bitla Kula. Everybody agrees that he did not meant to be Mavato all of them. He only meant to be Mavato the two of them. And therefore, the other ones wrote a get. The other ones wrote a get. It would be 100% kosher get. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did not mean that the other ones can't write a get. That's not what he meant. What he meant was, Tzavar, Milsa de Mechavide Ba'api Asara, Tzricha Be'asara Lemishtofa. You can't be mevato what you did in front of 10 when the 10 aren't there. And therefore, these two are not bato either. So now let's go back and read the braisa. He said to 10, Rebbe is saying he can be mevato two of them by themselves. And Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, no, even those two are not bato. This has zero to do with the takana. This is not a question of anybody getting an illegal get. The get that will be written by the others is 100% legal. All he meant was to pull the plug of these two. Doing a real thing, even these two can write a get. Because you can't pull the plug on something you did in front of 10 people without the 10 people there. When you appoint something in front of 10 people, it's a stronger appointment. To cancel that appointment, you need the same amount of people. And the question is not about the other eight. The other eight are not canceled. If Shimon Gamliel agrees, they can write a get. There's no reason for any takana here. It's 100% legal. He never meant to be mevatel them. The question is, are these two...
So, Rabbi, according to this, opinion or way of looking at Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that if he said it in front of an auditorium of people, it could not be retracted unless exactly that same population of the auditorium was there. 107 people. Those same 107 people.
I hear your point. I wasn't sure because there's a concept of 10. There's a concept of 10. I wonder what the halacha would be if he said it in front of 6 people. Would you need 6 to be mevatel? Or is it only by the way, this is a rabbinic law. It's not a biblical law.
Understood.
Rabbinic law. The Drabana stepped in and said, you can't even mevatel the 2 you're mevatel because they're not the same amount of time. This was part of the takana, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And I don't know if it's a magic number of 10. 10 is a very important number in Jewish law. Or is it just a number amount? You could say the same about 6 and about 107. I'm not sure.
But what about those same people? What about those same people? If it was 6, would it have to be the same 6 or just any 6?
Not sure. I'm trying to figure out from Rashi whether he tells me or not. It's mashma from Rashi, you would need the same people. But I'm not sure. If you don't do it in front of the same people, you run into the other problem of being levato again without the shliach knowing. Right. Rashi. So Rashi, we buy the same Leibit Lakula. Ain Kang Zera. We're nothing to worry about. It's not because we're afraid a woman will get married illegally. El Ksavra Ain Bitulay Bitu Achivatu Bne Kulam. Vahayin Yahoo the Kamalabi Surahu. Not Isser, Bishop Ayva Takana. Aloki Kamar. Ain but Kayak Lavato Bne Kulam. It's just saying it didn't work on the two that he talked about. That's all. Lemishlava Lacholta Lasira. To remove it. Cholta and Lisira is really synonymous. Both mean remove it. I'm not sure what Rashi means by both languages. Cholta is also remove. Lisira is remove. Not sure. What? Zakti Kamarbait. Ibailahu Kulcha Mahu. What if he said Kulcha? Now, Kulcha means he insisted that all 10 sign. So somebody over here asked, I think Rabbi Klove, why would a guy insist a 10 sign? So there's two answers to your question. First of all, people insist on crazy things. So did he. Or you could say, he wanted this to be a very, very public thing. 10 signatures. He really is going to hand it to his wife. He wanted the whole city to sign her get. He didn't want the whole city. He said 10 people. But by saying Kulchem, he's insisting that a get not be an effective get until all these people sign. And therefore, there's no fear that if he tells two people you can't sign, that the other ones will write again. They can't. They need all 10 signatures. And when they go to these two people, they'll say, he pulled the plug on us. So it depends. If the shot is because he meant to be mevato everybody and we run into a problem, the problem doesn't exist by Kulchem. Right? Mashain Kane, if you learn that you need the same people to be mevato, then even these two can still sign. It never worked. Again, in the case of Kulchem is where you have a difference between the two Lashinas. If you learn that the first Lashon, that Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, were afraid that the other seven will write a get, and he meant to pull the plug on everybody. It won't happen here. Because since they need all ten to sign, they're going to go to the two he pulled the plug on and say, sign, and they'll say, we can't, he pulled the plug on us. And there goes the get. There's no fear. But I think if you learn, that pshat is, if Shimon Gamaliel is just saying, you can't pull plug on two when you appointed them in front of ten, well, the same thing will happen here. These two can still sign the get. Nothing wrong will go happen, but the halacha will still be true, according to Shimon Gamaliel, that you weren't mevatel, the two of them. You can't be mevatel too if you appointed them in front of ten. So kulchem is a solution to problem number one, according to the first lesson. Kulchem doesn't affect halacha number two.
In both cases,
in the first case, they won't write the get. Because they need all 10 signatures, and two know they can't sign. The problem that Shimon Gamaliel was worried about, that the other seven will write the get, and he pulled the plug on all of them, it won't happen here. But the second lesson was, there's no problem. The problem is that these two aren't, but no problem. The halacha is that these two aren't butthole, that's all.
They would be a good
guy. It's fine, it's legal. Kulcham mao, time it of Shimon Gamaliel, Mishun Saveh, the Shabbat, the Bitla Mikhtas, the Bitla Kula. Is the reason, the first reason. And these people, since he said Kulchem, can't do it. Because they won't be able to do it anyway. So there's nothing to worry about. It's because of the strength of the appointment. By Kulchem also, you can't be mevatel the two. Not that anything will go wrong. It just doesn't work. You can't be mevatel the two. Rashi. Kulchem chasumu. The kaimelon dein get atchiyachsim akulam. It's not a get till the old sign. Mao. Mi asher b'shem gamliel shli yivatul asechot. Oy shneim shlo b'znei chavarim. Does he asher? Time it b'shem gamliel hechad amr kulchem shim tuksever bit l'kula. The chayesh. The mo'azni hanad v'yatim b'betula. The other seven that won't know about it. V'yavila. V'okhalekala men kishlochi. There's nothing to worry about. The maybe you did the kulam shechem lachta. They all know they have to sign. Hokamim lechasim kulam liyavila. And as long as all of them didn't sign, they will never give it to her. I do mention the ksavah. The gachlab batul legamri, not batul completely. The chasmi beafil lahani the batul kamayim chavareim, and the other ones can sign. Meaning it's fine. That's the shaila. So we're trying to figure out which of the two pshatim is right. Basically, the gemara could have said, hello, bottom line, which of the two pshatim is right? It gave you a case of an avkamina by Kulchem. But according to the first pshat, there's no reason for Shimon Gamaliel to get involved. And according to the second pshat, he's still saying, you should know, these two are still good. Zakti Gamar Tashima. We're going to try to figure it out. Amr Lishnayim, two Gatla Ishti. What if he didn't tell 10 people? He told two people, give a get to my wife. You can tell one of them, I decided not to use you. And there's no problem. Nope, you have to tell them together. Now over here, what problem can come out? You tell two people to give the get. They need both to sign. It's an automatic kulchem. When you sell two people, only these two people can sign. So if you mevatel one, nothing wrong can come out. The other guy can't give the get without the first one. Still, Rav Shimon Gamaliel says, you can't do it. Why not? Must be because you can't, what you did in front of two, can't be this battle in front of one. You have to have the same number of people. By the way, that would be a riot to Harvey, that you need the exact number of people, at least up to 10. But Shnayim, the Kulchem, Damiu, Pligi. Shnayim is like Kulchem. There's nothing wrong that can go. You tell two people to give a get, and then you pull the plug on one, the other one can't give the get. Because you need these two. And the other one knows he's gone. Must be Shat Reb Shem Gamliel. It's not that you can't. It's just saying it doesn't work.
The bittle
doesn't work. Exactly. There's nothing wrong. It'll be legal.
Who would sign it?
What?
These two were assigned to sign it.
is mevatel one. What difference does it make? How could the get go on?
Because it doesn't work. You appoint two together, you have to mevatel two together, or one in front of two. Here you can't be mevatel one by himself.
In other words, by being mevatel one, you really haven't done anything.
That's what the second shot in Reb Shimon Gamliel was.
But if the guy is not such a big bucky, he's going to say, look, sorry, I can't sign it. The guy told me I can't sign it.
So he won't sign it. So the get won't be written. So there's no get. Nothing wrong. No illegality is coming out of here. There's nothing that's going to go wrong. True. But it's not that it's a get there, she's not going to get married. It's like a guy that's debating whether he should give his wife a get. She can't get married. He's still debating. Can't make up his mind. You burnt the chon, but she makes good gefilte fish. He can't make up his mind whether he wants to get rid of her. Zakrashi. Yachol levato. Ve'havi bitul ve'ein zekashuli yisrait eid b'davar shitzaveyu. Rabbi says, the guy becomes no longer eligible to be an aid unless he's recommanded. Ein yachol levato, alo atzim kashu lachtim. The guy himself can sign. They all have to sign. Like the makers do, there's no fear that one will work without his friend. Come in, Yachel Levato. Amr Shimon Gamliel Lavi Sura Kamar. It's not an Isser. Ain't a Bittul Kamar. It doesn't work.
Where are we coming to the point of is writing the get and signing the get? What?
At this point, we haven't differentiated. We'll get to that later in the Masechta. At this point, writing, signing is all the same. I mean, we did the Abba Lishma and things like that, right? But, you know, you have to point the guy. At this point, either you have to point somebody to write it or you have to point somebody to sign it, depending if you hold the main get as the ksiva or the chasima or a mayor or a blazer. We're not getting involved in that now. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi answered, there's no raya from this Gemara. Because, if he was telling the two to write and sign, then you're 100% right. Then this would be a great raya. But that's not the case here. What happened over here, he went over to two people and said to them, here is a get, take it to my wife. What did I ask? I said that. Shnayim kichuchem dami. Shnayim zakuchem. I'm pleading. Amar Rav Ashi, ibei deksiva chinami. If he was appointing them to write and sign, you're 100% right. It would be a great raya. Hachamai skin abeidi halacha. We're talking about over here. He went over to two people, and he said, here's a get. Please deliver it to my wife. And therefore, it doesn't have to be done by two. It doesn't have to be done too. He's appointing two of them to be messengers, right? And either one can take the get. That's Adas. That's not his problem now. He's appointing an agent. There'll be two Adas Masira. That's nothing to do with him. The question is, here, the two are independent. You don't need both to take the get. He appointed two people to take the get. He means any one of you two, it's not like Adas where you need a certain amount, any one of you two can deliver the get. So therefore, you could learn that Machloekis is very simple. When he walked over to one and says, I don't want you delivering it, does he mean I don't want you delivering it? I don't want anybody delivering it. The other guy doesn't know. So therefore, this, you could learn the same Machloekis like the first shot. Does he mean to be mevatel to both, or does he only mean to be mevatel to one? Rabbi learns he only means him about the one, and therefore there's no fear that anything wrong will come out. And Shimon Gamliel says, no, he means him about the both, and he only told one. So therefore, this is the whole kasha was that if it's two, they'll know about it. That's Vaedas. By Shluchim, it doesn't have to be that way. To deliver a get, either one can do it. So it's like five. It's not like two for Adas. It's like five for Adas. Any two can do it. Here, any one can do it. Dr. Rashi, how come I skin a beidah halacha? Rashi, The assumption is that he doesn't insist. Interesting point. He doesn't insist that there be two.
But you do know that we've had before in the Sefta cases where he said, what both does bring it, right? We've had that.
No, we have cases that he appointed to.
Right.
And they both brought it.
Right.
But I don't know if he, again, let's read Rashi. Rashi will try to explain it to you, and it bothers me also. I'm not dismissing your kasha, not that I ever dismiss your questions. I shouldn't say that. But Rashi, Amar Rashi. Had they been appointed for writing and signing, the whole reason was the first reason we're afraid that the get will be given, he doesn't want it. And by two, there's no gzera. He gave them the get. Now here Rashi answers your question. This is not like testimony that both have to be there. It's considered shlichus. Meaning you don't need both, Rashi's saying. He only needs one of the two. The guy who continues would know. The shlichus and butler mitzvah the bit lagula. So Rav Ashi is answering, two over here is like more than two by get. The first chat held, that there's more than two by get, the other ones will write a get, and according to Shem Gamil, they would pull the plug up. The same thing here. He gave it the two to take a get. You only need one to take it. When you pull the plug on one, the other one might still continue, and you meant to pull the plug on both. So therefore, you could learn the first chat. The whole answer was, proof was, because we thought we're talking about witnesses on a get, and by two, it's impossible to have a get without both there. Well, here, it's the shlichus of delivering it. Either one can deliver it. Therefore, if you pull the plug on one and you meant both, we got a problem. Everything Gamliel says, it doesn't work. It's takana. Because Makayev Bez and Yafo, we don't want a problem. Now, your question is, maybe he meant both should take it. I don't have a good answer to that. I don't. Rashi says there's no reason to assume he meant that. Because he said, take it. He meant any one of the two can take it. Just like when he walks into a room of 10, he says, write. He means any two can write. Unless he said, cool, but I guess if he would say, both of you take the get, then it would be both of them taking the get. He said, can you fellas, between you guys, can you get the get there?
Well, why can't the writing be one write and two sign?
It could be that way. I don't know, this is going to get involved later on because the cipher being aged. And this is what happens when you learn a masechta, you know, building blocks. It takes a while. You can't just learn the whole masechta in one shot. But you know, Rav David Krangel, as Zecher Tzadik Livracha, told us, when he went to Mir to learn Kedushin, the first week, he learned the whole masechta, Gemara Rashi Taisis, and Bnei Yeshua. That's what he did. And then he went down to learn Kedushin.
The whole in 1 week?
3:10. George Oldham. First week, it's 81 blocks. First week, he learned the whole Masech, the Gemara, Rashi, Taisis, Pnei Yeshua. Then he sat down and learned Kedushin. He knew all the Gemaras and all the Taisis in it. Right? The problem is we can't do it that way, right? So we have to work slowly. So he knew the Gemara in the sixth parak when he learned the fourth parak.
Maybe
Hostage
changed his whole approach.
Write him an email. Since you're so proficient in writing emails, you should write him an email. Zakti Gemara. Hokinami Misabra. It makes sense that we're talking about delivering a get. That this bride that we just quoted is not talking about writing a get, it's talking about delivery. How do I know that? The Tani Seifa, Amr Lusab if they ask me, but Lusab if they ask me. If he said it to one at a time, then he gave him a vato one at a time. That's what it says. If he said it to one at a time, he didn't say it together, both of them. He said it to one at a time, then he gave him a vato one without the other. Now, if it's talking about writing a get, right, if we're talking about writing a get, Dr. Gemara, yeah, I remember Shlomo made it a local shopper. Okay, let me explain this, Gemara. There's a halacha we have in Masechta Sanhedrin. that to be a witness to something, it's a machloikis tanoim. But there's an opinion that says that to be a witness, both have to see or hear the same thing. Meaning, if somebody comes in and says, I was there when Shimon borrowed $100 from Levi. And another guy comes in and says, I was there when Shimon admitted that he owes $100 to Levi. One man the Amma says they can't testify. Even though they're both saying the same thing, Shimon owes $100. But they didn't see the same thing. One saw one, and one saw something else. The bottom line is the same. But that's not good enough for us. We need that they be witnesses to the same thing. According to that man the Amma, you walk over to one guy and say, can you please sign my get? Then walk over to somebody else and say, I'd like you to sign the get. And they didn't hear you appoint the other one. They can't sign the get. Because they didn't hear the same command at the same time. One heard the command 10 minutes earlier. One heard the command 10 minutes later. They're coming in, they're saying, we heard the husband say he wants a get. But they're not testifying about the same thing. One's testifying about command A and one's testifying about command B. So this price says, if you say it to each one separately, you can be mevato each one separately. And if you weren't mevato, they could write a get. They didn't see the same thing. If you said it to each one separately, then they're not testifying about the same command. Must be it's talking about delivery. That he said to one deliver, he said the other one deliver. There's no halacha of edus there. So Rav Ashi is saying it makes sense, the Gemara is saying, that this Gemara is not talking about appointing Adam to sign. Because appointing Adam to sign, the next case would be difficult. You told one at a time, you can be Mavato one at a time. Right? Because that's all you mean to be Mavato, because they weren't appointed together. That's great. But the problem is, even if you did Mavato, then they can't combine. Because for Adam to combine, they have to see the same thing or hear the same thing. They didn't. They heard two separate statements. Let's read it.
What did they hear differently?
What? Well, one heard it separately and one heard it another. They might have heard the same words, but they didn't hear it at the same time. Dr. Gamal Kanami Masabra. The Tani say, Varma Lezeb if they ask him, Lezeb if they ask him, Yachu Levata Zeshleb if they say. Iyam Rebbe Shleim Abeida Halacha. You're making them witness, not witnesses, messengers, Shaper. And the Yam Rebbe Ksiva Mimit Sarvi. Would they be able to combine? Amemar ain't induced to as I Jewish name Kechon. They can't combine until they both see the same thing or hear the same thing. Must be, we're not talking about writing, we're talking about delivery. Therefore, the riot we brought, which Lashon is right, is not true. Zog to Gemara, your Hachi Nami Mestabra is not a proof. Because Domer can be Shubin Karkas here later. Shubin Karkas says you can combine two Adas who see different things as long as the bottom line is the same. And therefore, if somebody comes in and says Shimon borrowed $100, and someone comes in and says Shimon admitted $100, we'd be able to combine the two of them. And therefore, over here, if one heard the guy say, sign my get, and the other one heard it 10 minutes later, we could combine. And therefore, the riot you brought is not a riot. Rashi. What? Not by dinin of fashas, but by get it would work. By command of a get it would work. Dr. Ashi Al-Khanami Mistabra. The Ba'id Ha'alacha Kamar. The time of Mishim Chashasha, the Ma'azah Ha'idl Yod of Yavla. We're afraid the other guy might give it. Amr Lezeb Bifnei Atzma. He metchil l'kishasa shluchim. When he made them shluchim, l'amr l'shnayim yachad. He didn't appoint them together. El yechad meh. Because of Amal Chavera, he didn't decide to get Lepoini Lisito Lishti. I gave him a get to deliver. You know, you can take it. Yachu Levatu, Bata Zemitar Shlichus. Shemgirsha Zem Eidem Megareshus. Avalashen Yachu Legarish. The second one could be Megarish. The Metchila Akiva, the Metchila Loi Bebasakas Abi. Since he didn't appoint both together. Inka Loimar Shlichus Shebitlam Ritas Abitlam Kula. Why would I think he's being Levatu both of them? But he appointed them separately. And if the other guy delivered, it would be a good delivery. This is not testimony. that they have to see or hear the testimony together. We need complete Eidus. Do they combine the appoints them separately? We need them to see the same thing or hear the same thing. The public Allah be parakshani the ksubas of the Sanhedrin, the Amar, Afilu Bazah, Akhazab. Even one after the other. The Mamela, the Hakinami Mistabra is not a proof. So the bottom line is, we have two separate machloikas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. First one was, you appointed a shliach to deliver a get to a woman. You went behind his back and told the bezin, I'm about to him, which you're violating the takana of Rabbi Gamliel, who said you're not supposed to do that. You did it. Rabbi said, it works. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, it doesn't work. And the get is a good get. How does it work? That was one machlokes between Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. A guy who violated the takana of Rabbi Gamliel. You made a takana. Don't be mavato shliach if it's not there. He went and did it. Rabbi said, he did the wrong thing, but it works. Rabbi Gamliel said, him came out kayach bezin yafa. No. It undermines bezin, therefore it doesn't work, which means the get is a good get, even though biblically it shouldn't be, and the mechanism is, avkina rabbana l'kadushim, and rabbana remove the kadushim. That was machloikis 1. Then we had machloikis 2, and that is a guy appointed 10 people, and he said, between you fellows, can you guys write a get to my wife? And he went and pulled the plug on 2. Rebbe says, this has nothing to do with the takana. He only meant to pull the plug on 2. He didn't mean to pull the plug on the other 8. It's a very valid get. Nothing wrong happened. Shimon Gamliel said, no, he pulled the plug on all 10. And that is Rebbe Gamliel's takana, that you can't do it. And therefore, Shimon Gamliel says, it's not a good bittul, because Makayach Bezin Yava, and the get is a good get. If Kira Rabbanu look at Dushim
Inay. Where the Kulcham comes in?
There's nothing to do with Kulcham.
Because it was thrown in.
Kulcham was just thrown in that it might not be a Machloikas.
It might not be.
That was a Shaila. How do you learn of Shem Gamliel? Depending on the explanation of Shem Gamliel. But for our practical purposes now, there's two separate arguments between Rabbi and Shem Gamliel. One is, whether you didn't listen to Rav Gamliel's takana and you went to Mavato, does it work? And the other one was, when you pull the plug on 2, do you mean to pull the plug on all 10 or not? Two separate arguments.
Can you say again, please? Two arguments.
First argument is, you Mavato a shliach when he wasn't there. Rav Gamliel made a takana, you can't do it. You violated Rav Gamliel's takana. So Rabbi says, listen, you did the wrong thing, but it works. And Shimon Gamliel said, no, it doesn't. And therefore, the get is a good get. Now, how could the get be a good get if you're mavato to it? Rabbanan removed the Kedusha. Second Machloikis was, there were two interpretations in the second Machloikis. And that is, you made 10 people, and you said, between you fellows, you can write a get. Pulled the plug on 2 of them. Rebbe said, the other 8 can write again. No problem. And when Shimon Gamliel said, you meant to pull the plug on all of them. And by doing that, you violated Gamliel's takana. You pulled the plug without them knowing. And therefore, get would be a good get. And meaning, there would be Mavkia Kedushin in that case. Okay, we'll continue with Shimon tomorrow. Please, this is the guy the next week.